more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
And we're back. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Embassy Suites Hotel right here in Washington, D.C. Of course, you know how to reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right out to the phones in Palmer Valley, California. I got Peggy on the phone. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How can I help you?
I have my sister is 71 years old, and she contracted polio at the age of 2.
Ooh.
And has dealt with problems with her legs ever since. When it comes to traveling with her, it has become just so hard because of the TSA system. You know, it becomes, you know, she has 2 leg braces on the same leg, one under her slacks, one over her slacks. And they have in the past required her to take her shoes off. She walks with 2 canes. When she goes through with a wheelchair. We have somebody push her through.
That's good.
But they still make it very, very difficult for her, and it becomes invasive, and, you know, she ends up in tears most of the time. You talked last week about a new screening system that the TSA was testing.
Correct.
Where you could go through with water bottles, and you could go through with laptops, and it would be so easy for regular travelers. But what about someone in her situation? She walks with 2 canes. She cannot go through the screening system with the 2 canes.
I understand.
And she would lose her balance otherwise. So is there a way to make it easier? We thought it would be easier when she got the pre-check, but it really hasn't
The pre-check, Peggy, won't make a difference. It's the machinery. And so what they're testing in Las Vegas right now at the International Airport there is a system that will really give the officers a 3-dimensional look at everything, which is a good thing. And it'll take a good 2 to 2.5 minutes off the time that it takes them to process every passenger. But let's go back to your sister's case. She's not she's not going through the magnetometer in the wheelchair. She's going through with some assistance or with a cane, correct?
No, they end up wheeling her around, and they go, and they, in the past, they've had her take her shoes off.
Okay.
They pat her down, front and back. They do a cloth thing where they see if she has any chemicals on her, and it becomes very invasive.
Okay, so here's what you're going to need to do in the short term.
Okay.
Before you ever stand in a line, or I should say even in sitting in the wheelchair in a line, go to see who the station manager or the supervising agent is for the TSA at that security checkpoint. That's what you need to do, and talk to that man or woman and explain the sister's condition and ask if they could give her some extra special care. And you know what? Why don't you go through the regular magnetometer or whoever is traveling with her ahead of her? She's not going to go through the regular magnetometer. And my experience has been, if you have that conversation ahead of time and you get to the airport just a little bit earlier, they're going to do a much better job and they're going to take better care. The new system that they're testing out at the airport in Las Vegas is not necessarily set up yet to deal with her problem. It's really to deal with people who are fully ambulatory and who are walking through with no assistance and no devices, right? They're still going to ask you if you have anything metal on your body or a pacemaker or anything like that. That hasn't changed. But it's been my experience, honestly. I've seen it happen, where people have that conversation. They're not just standing in another line. They go up and they ask to speak to the supervisor, and then they get waved around, and you get better care. Is it going to be still a little bit invasive? It is. But if somebody has a better attitude, it'll be so much better. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's never the same situation every time. Every time it's a different procedure that they're using. So if she knew even what to expect.
I know. You know what? I wish there was unilateral compliance. There really isn't. Look, they set the magnetometers for different stun gun stuff. You know, I've gone through magnetometers accidentally with my phone in my pocket, and it didn't set off anything. And the next day I went through the magnetometer and I had a quarter in my pocket and it lit up like a Christmas tree. So there is no, one size fits all here, but there is one attitude fits all, and that is kindness. And if you and if you just go a little bit ahead of time and explain the situation and be nice, because the TSA folks, they've got a tough job.
You know, nobody, I understand.
And you know what? Nobody ever says thank you. Ever think about that? Nobody ever says thank you to them. And if I was a TSA agent going through that with all those bags going through the conveyor belt, you know what happened to me? By the end of like the third bag, I'd be asking for a price check on aisle four. You know, my your eyes would glaze over. So what I'd love you to do, and I think this might be helpful, I'm being serious here. Try my suggestion. Try my suggestion. And get the first and last name of the supervisor and the agent and write them a thank you letter. And you know what? Copy me. And I'll make sure the word gets out that they did a great job. And you know what? That actually will pay it forward for so many other people who may be listening to this show who may have similar problems than your sister, too.
Well, I thank you very, very much. I sure hope this works for her because she loves to travel.
Well, I want you to keep in touch with me and tell me what happens, okay? But don't forget.
I sure will.
Be nice and write those thank you letters, okay?
Well, I will tell you, she is the nicest person in the world.
Well,
so.
Well, you tell her hi from me, and I want to hear everything that happens, all right?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for your
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Peggy, and we'll be back with more of Eye on Travel from the Embassy Suites in Washington, D.C., right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back.